Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Kansas still offering Chiefs a welcome mat. We have the story.
Americans gearing up for big holiday travel week. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police are investigating a shooting this morning in East Wichita just after 1 a.m. First responders were called to Pawnee and Rock. A man there hospitalized with serious injuries. And police began following a suspect vehicle northbound on Rock, and the male driver refused to stop.
After a chase, the car did wreck out, single vehicle, no injuries, and the suspect was taken into custody on that end.
Police Lieutenant James Hook. Kansas still in play, working to woo the Kansas City Chiefs from Missouri. Kansas lawmakers plan to meet July 7th. To discuss the potential deadline extension for star bonds to fund at least one pro sports stadium on the western side of KC. State Senator Ty Masterson says he called the meeting with the Legislative Coordinating Council after the council received a letter from Chiefs President Mark Donovan requesting a deadline extension for star bonds, initially approved with a deadline of June 30th.
One person was seriously injured last evening in a crash on Wichita's southwest edge, Highway K-42, near 135th. The accident involved a pickup truck and a semi-truck. A photo from the witness at the scene showing part of the pickup pinned underneath the semi. The condition of the injured person in the pickup was upgraded from the initial assessment by paramedics at the scene.
The summer travel season getting underway next week as Americans celebrate Independence Day next Friday. Sean Stewart of AAA Kansas tells KNSS News.
July 4th is usually a pretty busy holiday because it's right in the middle of summer. Lots of family vacations going on around this time. And we're looking at about 72.2 million Americans will be traveling in some form or fashion over the holiday week.
AAA predicts that 692,000 Kansans will travel more than 50 miles from home for the holiday, more than 84% of them on the road.
The Trump administration continues to push back against a government report leaked to media outlets that claimed early findings suggested the U.S. strikes against Iran's nuclear sites only set their nuclear program back by a few months. Fox's Kevin Cork with more from the nation's capital.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt didn't mince words when she was asked about the so-called leaker. Jail, she says, is in order for the person or persons who broke the law by sharing an incomplete, uncorroborated assessment. And the Trump DOJ is prepared to do something about it. DNI, Tulsi Gabbard, and CIA Director John Ratcliffe each have confirmed that Iran's nuclear sites were destroyed. And rebuilding the three that were hit the hardest would likely take years.
The Pentagon also held a briefing yesterday defending the effectiveness of the strikes.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
It is a big night for boxing in Wichita. Huge event here in town tonight. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
And a casino is expanding in Park City. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock, and we're at 74 degrees. Ground has been broken on a casino expansion in Park City. Crosswinds Casino is expanding their current location and adding 350 new jobs. They will add a new hotel with 350 rooms, with suites, a pool, and meeting rooms. The expansion will also create more space for gaming, including 1,400 slot machines, and a sports bar. Work is expected to be completed by the summer of 2027.
His defense attorney tried to delay it, but a judge has ruled the quadruple murder trial of Brian Koberger will start in August.
An Idaho judge has said he won't postpone the trial of the man accused of stabbing to death four University of Idaho students. The judge said jury selection for Brian Koberger will start August 4th. Defense attorney Ann Taylor had asked for a delay, saying starting the trial this summer would violate Koberger's right to a fair trial. She said that's because his defense team was still reviewing evidence. She also argued extensive publicity could taint the proceedings and that a cooling-off period would help ensure an impartial jury. but the judge said interest in the case has only grown as time goes by. Jill Nato, Fox News.
There is more fallout from this year's Super Bowl halftime show, and now someone has been placed under arrest.
A performer at Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime performance in February has been arrested after holding up a Sudanese flag with the message "Sudan and Free Gaza" during the February 9th performance. The 41-year-old is now being held on charges of resisting an officer and disturbing the peace by interruption of a lawful assembly. The man reportedly did not comply with police commands to stop. State police say troopers began investigating shortly after the game at the Superdome in New Orleans and found he deviated from his assigned role and disrupted the halftime show by running across the field with the flag. He was tackled by several men in suits at that time. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in Wichita, well, the traffic situation is interesting. Now we have a slowdown northbound on I-135, and this is, again, right around that Webb Road entrance there at I-135 and Webb Road, so some slow-moving traffic there. Elsewhere, the traffic volumes seem to be getting a little bit better on those traffic cameras. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Chad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Aylin Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, happy Friday. We're kicking off this morning warm and muggy, but expect hot and humid conditions to continue this afternoon. A high of 89, feeling more like the upper 90s with the heat index. Partly cloudy skies, but can't rule out a pop-up stray thunderstorm in the area. But overall, dry forecast heading into the weekend. Could see similar conditions into Saturday, but a high of 92 degrees with those partly cloudy skies. Stray thunderstorm, but better chances of storms looks to arrive Sunday night with a cold front that'll drop our highs into the upper 80s next week. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now mostly cloudy, a south wind at 16 miles per hour, 74 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And our weather is brought to you by the Monarch. And of course, you can check out the patio. It's newly remodeled by the folks at Johnson's Garden Center. Always fun. And tonight is 8 o'clock, live music at the Monarch, tonight and Saturday. That starts at 8 o'clock, live music. The Monarch, 579 West Douglas, at the roundabout in historic Delano. What's happening in Wichita this weekend? Well, let's check in with Jamel Halaparic and visit Wichita.com.
Hey, Steve and Ted. Hope you're having a great morning. It's Woohoo Friday. We made it to Friday. You gotta love that. And a lot going on. We have boxing tonight at Coke Arena. Deontay, the Bronze Bomber Wilder, will face off against Tyrell Herndon. And then we have Nico Hernandez, of course, a local favorite. He'll be out there. So get out there to Coke Arena and watch some fighting. Then we have the Wichita Taco Fest. This is from 3 to 9 tomorrow, Saturday. It'll be at the Fountains at Water Walk in downtown. And all your favorite popular Mexican food restaurants will have a bunch of samples. Go hungry. Plus, food trucks will be there. They'll have competitions, the best taco, the best salsa. So, I mean, you got to be hungry, but get out there and enjoy that. That's from 3 to 9, the Wichita Taco Fest. And then we have the Wichita Pride Festival. It starts tonight, kicks off with a parade and the Pride pageant, and then there'll be all kinds of events around Century 2 going on for the Wichita Pride Festival throughout the weekend, so go check that out in downtown Wichita. So we have a lot going on this weekend, which is always fun. We have such a great city. I hope you two have a fabulous day. Just go to visitwichita.com for more information.
Thanks, Jamel, and visitwichita.com. Steve and Ted in the morning here at KNSS, 8:14 on this Friday morning, 4th of July is next week. We got a weekend coming up. It's a great day to be here in Wichita. Again, right now, 74 degrees. Some showers out to the east and to the south and east and north of us up along the turnpike this morning. All right, Ted, today is, this is Stephen Ted's show number 6,959.
6,959.
That's a lot of shows.
It is.
It is. Going back to 1998 when I across the threshold. And Cave, you were already here. You were working here at, you'd been here for a couple of years at KNSS when I came in, right?
Yeah, started in 95.
So you were an old hand by then.
I don't know about that, but.
Well, you're an old hand now.
Certainly glad when you came aboard.
Your hands are getting older.
Yeah, my hand is old now.
Well, KNSS was doing, I thought, was doing a great job. At the home station, they had, of course, had Rush Limbaugh. It built the whole radio station around Rush and the news. And I thought KNSS was a very good operation. Of course, you know, I had been working somewhere else. And for a while, they had us coming in part-time. I was coming in part-time and doing morning news with you. And this is before I ever started here full-time. So I got to know you and Mike Kennedy and the guys. And when it was, I got an offer to job, Tim Link said, why don't you come to work for us full time? I was in between jobs, said, hey,
sign me up.
Time's a wasting. He says, how much you want to get paid? I said, pay? Who needs pay? Just let me get on the radio and turn on the microphone here. All right. Well, coming up, here's something that kind of escaped my attention. I haven't thought about it much. Let me look at my little Tom Leffler pocket calendar.
All right.
Because coming up here in July, the 15th lands on a Tuesday this year. That will be my marking 55 years in radio.
Oh, my gosh.
On the 15th.
Wow.
So that's
another milestone coming up in a couple of weeks.
My 55th wedding anniversary was on the 18th of June. So that was pretty eventful. Month there for me in my life.
After
I got married.
You got married.
I went to work in Bradio.
How about that?
Wow.
I'd say both of those worked out for you.
Well, this job, I tell you, this has really worked out well. You're working with you and Jed and the folks here at KNSS. It's worked out. I got to tell you, I've had a great time for the past, my gosh, Ted, 25 to almost 27 years. Holy smokes. That's a long time.
Big chunk of your career.
Yeah. We've done some great things, accomplished great things, and every morning, you know, get up here and go and be on the radio and hopefully give folks a lot of entertainment and a lot of a lot of educational stuff. And it's a fun way to do radio.
It's a jam-packed 3 hours.
Yes.
A lot of information going
on in 3 hours. All right, it's an update now. Time for an update on sports with Ted Woodward. Ted, go ahead.
Yeah, and you heard Jamel talking about that big boxing event tonight here in town. Big event at Koch Arena on the campus of Wichita State University. They're calling it Legacy Reloaded for the main event, which will start sometime around 10 o'clock tonight. For the main event, you've got former heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder. After a year off from the ring, he is back at it tonight in Wichita with his career record of 42 KOs, a record of 43-4-1, the Bronze Bomber. In a 10-round fight tonight. So we'll be looking forward to the former heavyweight champ, Deontay Wilder, fighting tonight here in Wichita. And like we said, that main event fight, maybe sometime around 10 o'clock tonight. There are, I think, 10 fights on the undercard. The main card boxing starts at 7 o'clock tonight at Koch Arena. And the featured bout is a hometown hero fight featuring Olympic medalist Wichitan Nico Hernandez. He's undefeated in his professional career, 11-0. He'll be fighting a 6-round bout tonight in the super flyweight division. So we got a lot of big-time boxing tonight here in Wichita, including Nico Hernandez and the former heavyweight champ Deontay Wilder. Not fighting each other, but in different fights. Should be entertaining tonight. That'll be boxing at Koch Arena on the campus of Wichita State University. We do have a minor league baseball tonight downtown at Equity Bank Park, where the surge is on a surge right now. Wichita has won 7 straight home games. 3,000 were at the game last night to see another win. First place Wichita shutting out Springfield 5-0. Wichita is off to a 3-0 start in the second half of the season, atop the standings in the division. As the cleanup hitter, center fielder Kyler Fedko hit another home run last night. He leads the Texas League in home runs with 14. The Surge gets its 7th shutout of the season. Pitching staff doing a great job. Hosting Springfield for the rest of the weekend. Tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon, downtown at Equity Bank Park. Tonight is no place like home plate night. Encouraging fans to dress up like their favorite characters from The Wizard of Oz or Wicked.
Can I wear my ruby slippers?
Sure. Head out to the game tonight. You'll be perfect for the post-game fireworks, too.
Yeah.
So a big night tonight for baseball, big weekend downtown at Equity Bank Park for that. Not so good news for the Kansas City Royals yesterday afternoon as they continue to struggle on offense.
The Royals' offensive struggles and home struggles continued yesterday as they were shut out for a second straight day. Tampa Bay completed a three-game sweep with a 4-0 win. Rays starter Shane Baz pitched 8 scoreless frames, striking out 9 and earning the win. Royals starter Michael Lorenzen worked 5 2/3 innings, allowing 4 runs, including back-to-back 6th-inning homers by Brandon Lau and Junior Caminero. The Royals were 0-5 with runners in scoring position.
And another loss. 10 straight losses at home. They haven't won a home game in June. As the Royals continue to struggle scoring runs. And now it doesn't get easier. They have to host one of the elite teams in baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers, in interleague play up at Kauffman Stadium this weekend with games tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. You can hear all those Royals-Dodgers games live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And we take a look at a little history for you here. It was 60 years ago on this day. Another one of those historic races for Wichita's Jim Ryan. He was 18 years old, high school senior at East High School, and he got another very significant victory. 60 years ago on this day, he ran the mile in 3 minutes, 55.3 seconds. That set a new American record. No American had ever run the mile faster than Jim Ryan did that day. That was at the National AAU Track and Field Championships in San Diego, and he beat the Olympic champion Peter Snell from New Zealand in that race.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool deal for Jim Ryan. And by the way, that high school record that he set that day, that stood for 36 years. In fact, it's only been broken once.
Really?
So, oh. Jim was at another level. Of course, that was a big... Of course, Peter Snell was a guy that was an Olympic champion, former world record holder, and
yeah.
Jim Ryan beats him as a high school kid at the age of 18. That was was at the time considered a very major upset.
Of course.
Jim Ryan was just coming onto the scene, and as an 18-year-old high school kid, he was beating the best runners in the world. That huge race for Jim Ryan, setting the American record in the mile, a record that stood for high school kids for 36 years. That was at the National AAU Track and Field Championships in San Diego 60 years ago on this day. That's sports brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. Now, hey, Wichita Brewing Company is celebrating the 4th with $4 beers. And that's all the way from July 2nd through July 6th at all 3 brew pubs. Maybe you're entertaining out-of-town visitors in the holiday week. Hey, get to Wichita Brewing Company. $4 beers, July 2nd through the 6th.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean has more to say about the airstrike on Iran. That's coming up with Stephen Ted of the Morning here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Stephen Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Friday morning, 74 degrees. The Metropolitan Area Planning Commission says Wichita's Crown Uptown Dinner Theater qualifies for inclusion on the Register of Historic Places. However, that doesn't mean it is being added to the list. The process is part of an effort to save the building after its owner threatened to demolish the structure after being denied a request to expand the capacity. The matter will be discussed at the Wichita City Council's meeting July 15th. A Wichita woman charged in the shooting death of a 7-year-old boy will go to trial in Sedgwick County Court. 25-year-old Tasha Dillard is charged with multiple counts, including first-degree murder. Police say Dillard was drinking with several people, leaving a number of children alone in an apartment, and one of the children found a loaded gun and fatally shot a 7-year-old. Dillard's trial is set to begin September 15th. Oklahoma seeks to exclude soda and candy from food stamp purchases.
Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt on the Faulkner Focus with Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Governor Stitt, in agreement with the Make America Healthy Again movement, saying he's asked the USDA to remove soda and candy from food stamp purchases.
If you look at childhood obesity, it's one out of every three kids in the U.S. Oklahoma is no different.
HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Governor Kevin Stitt is a template for what's happening at the state level.
In making the request, Oklahoma joined several other states seeking federal waivers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to prohibit the sale of items such as soda and energy drinks under SNAP. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
Harvard announces layoffs at its Kennedy School of Government after President Donald Trump cut billions of dollars in funding.
Harvard faces the triple threat of federal funding cuts, endowment tax hikes, and the loss of international students. The White House has been coming down hard on Harvard over anti-Semitism on campus, freezing funding, and eliminating the student visa program. International students form the majority of the student body at the Kennedy School. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Many Americans in the Southeast saw something streaking across the sky Thursday afternoon.
It wasn't a bird or a plane, but likely a meteor or space junk, with most sightings of the streak of light and fireball coming from Georgia and South Carolina around 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Dashboard and doorbell cameras across those and other Southeast states caught glimpses of the fireball, which appeared to be plummeting straight down. Someone in Henry County, Georgia, reported a rock coming through their roof at about the same time that individual heard the sonic boom from the fireball. It left a hole in the ceiling about the size of a golf ball. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport will be busy next week as Americans travel to celebrate Independence Day. Director of Airports Jesse Romo tells KNSS News, Wichita's airports operate in the black.
We rely upon all of our airport revenues, whether it's parking, the fees that we have, rates and charges with the airlines, our tenants. You know, we own and operate both Eisenhower National as well as Jabara airports. We have over 4,000 acres of property that we oversee.
Jesse Romo is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS 850 on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Big holiday travel week ahead. The AAA estimates 72 million Americans are going somewhere for the 4th.
Two.
Trump administration pushing back on assessment of the damage done in that airstrike on Iran.
One.
Kansas still trying to move the Chiefs from Missouri to the Kansas side of the city. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes here in the Wichita area, very light right now, but we do still have a slowdown. This is in the construction on the ramp from northbound I-235 over to eastbound K-96. Again, that's a very narrow ramp there, and so watch out for a slowdown. We've also got a stalled out vehicle eastbound Kellogg, and it's just east of I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 90 degrees. 10% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 71. Saturday, mostly sunny. 10% chance for rain tomorrow. High of 92. And ahead on Sunday, mostly sunny. Sunday's high 94. Now, mostly cloudy. South wind at 16 miles per hour. 74 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The so-called blue screen of death will not be around for much longer.
Fox on Tech. One of the worst possible things ever is disappearing, but what comes next might just be worse. The Verge reports Microsoft will eliminate what PC users have long named the blue screen of death. That's the error screen displayed with the blue background when a computer running Windows hopelessly crashes, triggering a restart. Microsoft's error message, displayed against an entire screen of blue, dates back to the 1980s, and the earliest version of Windows, which could crash if it detected a non-compliant version of the old DOS, or disk operating system, running on the machine. Back then, there were no restarts, only reboots, triggered by simultaneously pressing Control-Alt-Delete, which came to be known by PC users as the three-finger salute. But the ridding of the blue screen doesn't mean a ridding of fatal Windows errors. Microsoft will now just give the error screen a black background instead. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Trading underway on Wall Street, the Dow is up by 231 points. S&P's ahead 21, and NASDAQ up almost 66 points.
In the local business update from the Wichita Business Journal, it wasn't long after Nomadics opened an office at Groover Labs that CEO Paul McGuire knew Wichita would be the site of his company's future headquarters. The planned move for the AI-driven defense and cybersecurity company has been a couple of years in the making. McGuire told the Wichita Business Journal this information as the cost of living climbs in the Washington, D.C. area. Finding talent has proven more difficult for the company based in Herndon, Virginia. So the headquarters move was a contest between offices in Lawton, Oklahoma, Round Rock, Texas, and Wichita. The board vote on where to move the company was unanimous for Wichita.
While Raising Cane's has grabbed headlines, another franchise chicken restaurant opened its doors in Wichita this week. The Texas-based Golden Chick, with 240 locations across the U.S., opened Wednesday near the southwest corner of Harry and Webb Road, the first in Wichita and the first in Kansas. The newly built restaurant is at 1705 South Webb, in between the Taco Bell and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Golden Chick, founded in 1967, serves a menu of chicken tenders, chicken sandwiches, wings, and roasted chicken, along with yeast rolls, fried okra, and other Southern-inspired sides. The restaurant offers dine-in, drive-through, catering, and third-party delivery service.
Slauson, Inc. is getting ready to expand New Market Square with the addition of a hotel to the Northwest Wichita Shopping Center. Work set to start this fall on a new Town Place Suites by Marriott Extended Stay Hotel, featuring 88 keys near the intersection of Mays Road and 21st Street, just north of the Walmart Supercenter. Other amenities in the three-story hotel include continental breakfast, fitness center, guest laundry, kitchenette in each room. Goal is to open the hotel in time for the holidays at the end of 2026. The new Town Place Suites Hotel comes as the shopping center experiences strong demand from both retailers and shoppers. The first of several new development phases in the works for New Market Square. That's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Everyone loves a good set of shades, so why not grab your best sunglasses and make some waves at the pool, beach, or just walking down the street with your sweet shades. Make sure you're wearing some sunglasses and join in the fun of National Sunglasses Day.
Why I not? Wear mine every day.
Good for your eyes. National Sunglasses Day. Should be plenty sunny today, so you can try them out.
That's why my future's so bright.
With a high today around 90 degrees with plenty of sunshine today. Excuse me. So there you go. Glenn Beck Show coming up here on KNSS. What's next for the big, beautiful Bill? They're going to be talking about that. Top of the hour news. Chiefs still looking at possible move to Kansas. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. Yes, and if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, just check out the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Wouldn't it be nice to feel in control of all aspects of your retirement plan?